This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
What were you thinking? A white Ford Ranger pickup truck pulled into the parking lot of the Independence County Sheriff's Office on Myers Street in Batesville yesterday afternoon around 2. Inside the truck was a man who was slumped over the passenger seat and who appeared to have passed out. Officer Colby Markham said he opened the driver's side door to find 29-year-old Howard W. Huntsman with a can of Maxell air duster in his hands and holding it next to his nose. Officer Markham said it took several tries to get Huntsman to respond. The deputy said when Huntsman was taken out of the vehicle, he was unsteady on his feet and his speech was slurred and incoherent. Markham placed Huntsman under arrest, charging him with breathing or inhaling intoxicants. An Independence County man has been charged in circuit court with theft by receiving. Court records say police responded to an accident last Tuesday at the intersection of Community Drive and Batesville Boulevard. It involved a truck driven by 24-year-old Cody Ryan Edwards. A computer check on the truck found the license plate displayed on it came back to another vehicle, and a check of the VIN number showed the truck to have been stolen in Paragould. Edwards told police he was just moving the truck from one location to another for a friend and didn't know it was stolen. Edwards' theft by receiving charge carries a bond of $10,000. An Independence County school resource officer made an arrest off campus of a Blytheville man who pulled out in front of him on Highway 167, just south of Batesville. A police report of the incident was filed by Officer Randall Lehmans. Lehmans said he was northbound on 167 near Mark Martin Ford when a vehicle pulled right out in front of him, almost hitting him. Lehmans said when he pulled the vehicle over, the driver was 53-year-old Pennell T. Capehart of Blytheville. Lehmans said Capehart became belligerent in the process and resisted arrest, and after a struggle, Lehmans placed Capehart under arrest. A check of the vehicle found numerous prescription drugs in a plastic bag and an unmarked container. Lehmans said he turned the drugs over to a member of the drug task force. Capehart was charged with driving on a suspended driver's license, failure to yield the right-of-way, resisting arrest, and possession of a controlled substance. During Monday's meeting of the Batesville School Board, 10 district employees will be recognized as they retire. They include Rebecca Jeffrey with 41 years, Marilyn Brewer, 38 years service, Gary Coots, 38 years, Kathy Edwards, 37 years, Mary Ann Settle, 34 and three-quarter years, Nancy Hoffman, 30 years. Connie Hardaway has been with the district for 28 years, Sherry Puckett, 27 years, Bill Hill, 26 years, and Trula Pechtel, 8 years. The board will also recognize the junior high East Lab students and the sixth grade classes from West Magnet for creating and producing a video on benchmark testing. A lock on the Arkansas River has been shut down because of high water on the Mississippi. The move is grounding barge traffic on the Arkansas River to a halt, but officials say it's necessary to keep the flooding from moving upstream into the Arkansas River.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.